Ginny.
Okay. Thank you, Ketil. So I will not discuss in detail the scope of activities which we supported through our so-called WHO and the Minister of Health collaborative agreement, biennial collaborative agreement activities. In the various previous sessions, already the national delegates informed about the outcomes of different national activities and what kind of follow-up activities they are taking in the country. I would like just to summarize that WHO, through this biennial collaborative agreement, supported seven countries in the main five areas. First one is promoting accession to the protocol, target setting, and capacity building on a water safety plan approach, improving management of small-scale water supply sanitation systems, and strengthening water-related disease surveillance and outbreak management in these areas. So I would like to stress that the aim of these our activities not only to be a one-off event in the country, but we really want to see, and also in collaboration with our national stakeholders, that this activity will serve as basis for more strategic, longer-term actions in these areas. And we were happy to, we were pleased to hear from our national delegates how these capacity-building activities trigger follow-up activities. For example, our Serbian colleague informed about the activity on rapid assessment of drinking water quality. The aim of our WHO support was to support Serbia to implement the national target related to baseline analysis. But we could see that this activity to lead to multiple benefits. For example, country had comprehensive overview of small-scale water supply situation in the rural areas, but it also informed policy action. So now incorporation of water safety plan already included in the draft legislation, and also the experience and knowledge taken from this field project already introduced into public health surveillance. The sanitary inspection forms have been introduced. So these are the good examples. We can see that these capacity building activities trigger longer term follow-up actions. And also our colleagues from Moldova, Tajikistan, Albania, Kyrgyzstan informed about not only about the outcomes of actual activities, but the ongoing activities triggered by these WHO-supported biennial collaborative agreements. So these are the summary. So main five areas, and it's not only one of activity, but more basis for longer-term follow-up actions. Thank you.